Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their name of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I thank you all. As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled Right Before the Lights Go Out. Now, I'm going to preface this with something that has just happened, and then we'll bring this into play as we go along in the show. So, Blog Talk Radio, for the fourth or fifth time in as many as months, has changed my radio call-in number for the host without even consulting me. So if I were doing this show from a cell phone or something, I would not have been able to even call in to do the show live. And the first hint of it, they didn't send me email, text, anything. The first hint of it was this morning, right when I got ready to set up this for the show. So I want you to know that if we have a show plan and the show does not come through, you stay for about 5, 10, or 15 more minutes and wait, because sometimes behind the scene I'm working my way to try to get on the air. And then if it does not air at the date or time that it is supposed to, always remember that it is Blog Talk Radio that is blocking me from doing the show with these underhanded tricks that they're put on me. So, again, they're also blocking calls and dropping calls as I'm talking to you right now. But this is all a part of the desperation of the devil because of the time. And he's doing all of these things right before the lights go out. Now, I wanted to answer Brother Rashid's question that he sent me a few days ago. I hadn't been able to get back to the brother, but I'm going to get back to the brother today. I've been slammed. He asked me about the clip that I was going to play about two shows ago, and pertaining to China, and what was it about when Blog Talk Radio blocked that? It all tied into this show. The clip that I had about China was her gold reserves, and they were talking about that China had been building up a steady supply of gold reserves, and this clip was from, I think, 2013 or 2014. So if we look at what the clip was saying back then and we compare it to now, that the official gold standards of China have no merit. When China said they came out and only have 3,000 or 4,000 tons of gold, it has no merit. It means that China has between 15,000 and 35,000 tons of gold. Why are they keeping this a secret? And what does this have to do with you? We go back to Bible. We go back to Quran. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Allah would use these nations to weaken America's stranglehold and grip on you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God would rise these nations or raise these nations up to contend with America on every end, anywhere and everywhere that America has enjoyed supremacy or dominance. She's been challenged in every sphere because this is the time of the taking of America and the fall of white power universally. So most of us, when we don't hear this in the temple anymore. We don't hear the teachings, the in-depth teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Frankly speaking, you can't be mad at the brothers for teaching because they don't understand. They themselves don't know. They don't know how to this correlates or relates to the judgment and the deliverance of 68 million of our people here in America and billions around the world. They themselves don't understand it. If they did, they would have been teaching it, or if they did and didn't teach it, they were derelict in their duties. You understand? Because of the time, one must understand that certain events must take place, one right after the other. These events are to break America's power. And once once she's embarrassed and ashamed, and she's tucked tail and run, and she is weakened economically, militarily, financially, and culturally around the world, the magnetic attraction points of white America will be broken, and they can't attract you anymore with stacks of paper. You know, you hear these black people out here, I make $100 million, or I'm making $200, I'm worth, sir. But what if that paper is only worth the paper and the ink, or not even worth that anymore? Are you still worth that numerical value that is ascribed to the amount of paper that you have? Huh? What if America's dollar collapsed and it is underway right now? Are you still worth $100 million? When $100 million won't be worth $100 of yesteryear? See, these are the things that we have to think on and contemplate on. Because if China is building up a strategic gold and silver reserve, if China has built up international organizations to counter all American and Western dominated organizations, if China has, and Russia, as this point, brothers and sisters, have built up their own credit payment system that can go into play as soon as the Western system collapses, what is this telling you? They see something, they know something, and they are making preparations for something that you don't understand. This is why Muhammad says it all the time. He says that God had brought and raised up these nations from around the world to come and take America. Alright? Alright, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying here, okay? Because a lot of us don't understand. Let me see this right here. Muhammad says in Theology of Time, let's go to Theology of Time while I'm talking. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaks and he says this to us. The time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks, and America is number one. Uh-oh. I thought Europe was in trouble. She is. I thought Europe is falling. She is. But America is number one. So her fall, her collapse, her reset, her correction would be greater than all of the rest of them combined, because she's number one on God's hit list. Okay? Muhammad Golden says, God has made the whole world turn against America in order. Why? Hold up. Stop right there. Stop right there. Well, what does it have to do with my salvation? This is what Muhammad says. This is in Theology of Time. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. America 40 years ago was unrivaled with her currency. 40 years ago was unrivaled and unparalleled with the power and the clout that she had, with controlling everything from the International Monetary Fund to the Human Rights Council, all the way over to the World Bank, right? IMF, all of these things. But now there are counterweights and counterblocks that have been established, and each one of these counterweights and counterblocks that's been established is weakening American power internationally. She can't bribe nations if you don't turn over all of your resources or infrastructure problem, and let us do it, and we'll give you an $80 billion loan. And then out of this $80 billion, roughly $200,000 reaches the people, while the rest of the money goes into the coffers of Western corporations. But with the establishment of the BRIC Bank, with the establishment of the AIIB Bank, China and Russia have more clout, and they can push the nations away from America and all of her corruption and all of her bribes. And all, see, you understand what I'm saying? This is what Elijah Muhammad is talking about. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. Well, if the world is turning against America, then that means that they are hateful of her, they are suspicious of her, and they are preparing to take her or attack her. But you can't just attack. you do it, you have to go about it the logical way. And weaken her by degrees from which she cannot proceed. And so China, with their masterful stroke, allowed President Nixon, you know, the same president that took the world off the gold and silver standard, that president, to send war criminal Henry Kissinger to China. And China agreed to the terms that was discussed behind doors, closed doors, that they would be the cheap factory of the world. And they would take their dollars and recycle them to pump the American economy up. All right? What does it have to do with you? Well, because it was so cheap and it was to the benefit of corporations, America dismantled her manufacturing capacity and transferred it to China with the technological ingenuity along with it. And China used this. She bought it her time, and she used this to become an economic juggernaut. And along with being an economic juggernaut, not to arouse suspicion in the West, they were steadily but slowly building up their military because they understood that to handle this beast, not only must you have economic and political clout, you must be able to rebuff her militarily because she would not yield. This is what Allah put into the hearts, into the minds of these people. And they have steadily been eroding America's power. As a matter of fact, in Russia, 2 days ago, the payment system that Russia had set up went online. This is just in case they get cut off from SWIFT, which is the European monetary system that is accepted around the world. All right? This is second only to CHIPS, the American system. But America runs Swiss also. But listen, so Russia implemented hers. This was on the back of what China did. China had a test run of her global economic system that is counter to the chip system. This goes back to Brother Rashid's question about the gold and what was the clip about? China has steadily been preparing for this thing. She has copper reserves. She has gold reserves. She has silver reserve, she has export reserve. When I say export reserve, I'm talking about she has so much left over that she can still export things and make it seem as though she is still in the business of buying or selling things, you know, to keep America thinking, well, if they're still doing this, then they're not ready yet. See, this is the slightness about the Chinese leadership. Remember, the messenger said that Allah raised them up to do this to America. So now we have China rivaling London. We have China rivaling New York in the gold exchange, where America can no longer manipulate the value of certain things. Now, something strategic just happened a few days ago that was missed. I was looking at CNBC, which I rarely do. And something hit me. And so when I heard what the guy said, I went to the internet immediately and see, did they have the clip on there, because I missed being able to record it. So finally, I did some research and I recorded a clip, and it was something that goes right in line with the oil reserves, with the gold reserves. With the gold reserves and the silver reserves and all of these other things. This is the oil reserves I'm talking about. And brothers and sisters, again, I want to say to you that Blog Talk Radio is cutting off dozens of callers as we speak, okay? So remember that. Be as persistent, nay, more persistent and call it in after they cut you off than they are in cutting you off. They don't want you to hear this because it pertains to your direct benefit and your salvation right before the lights go out. So what I was listening to on CNBC was these investors. Now, what is investors of money markets talking about China's reserves for unless they see something coming down the pipe? And in this clip, I hope Blog Talk will allow me to play it, they're talking about China's strategic oil to bring her to her knees, which in turn means that your deliverance and your salvation. You've got to understand these things. So, China starts a Silk Road that will go through Asian nations, and it will connect up with the Middle East and Africa and Europe and bypass all of the strategic waterways that America has a military on. But one major thing is happening behind closed doors that is being missed on the people. That China has a strategic oil reserve. I think some figures say it's the same size as the United States. Some figures even has it 3 to 4 or 5 times the size of America's so-called strategic oil reserves. You know, America's strategic oil reserves is enough. Like if it's an embargo on gas or oil, America says that she has enough oil to last 30 to 90 days. Enough gas to last 30 to 90 days without a major disruption in the supply. Well, if that is the case, and China strategic reserves will be 3 to 4 to 5 times larger, then China is prepared for something militarily and economically, because these two things go hand in hand. Because if America tries to, if war breaks out in Asia, China has prepared that even if America is able to dominate the straits which the oil and the trade goes through, then they can still maintain until they are able to break the stranglehold militarily. So these things go hand in hand. I want you to pay close attention to this. This is about the strategic oil reserves. And before I go into this, let me explain what this means so that you can understand this and how it goes hand in hand with what we're talking about with prophecy. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word strategic, that's S-T-R-A-T-E-G-I-C, strategic means of or relating to a general plan that is created to achieve a goal in war, politics, etc., usually over a long period of time. A useful or important strategy in achieving a plan or strategy. Listen to me. Let's go back to the first one, okay? And it's more definition, but we need to go back to this first one, because this first one is very, very necessary for us when we're looking at what I'm about to play. The word strategic, of or relating to a general plan that is created to achieve a goal in war, politics, and etc., usually over a long period of time. So now, when we talk about the strategic gold reserves of China, the strategic silver reserves of China, the strategic oil and petrol reserves of China, according to the word strategic, this is a plan, a general plan that is created to achieve a goal in war, politics, or et cetera. What is the et cetera? Finance. So now we know that China has a plan for war, for politics, and for finance, and that she is stacking her chips. So when this eventuality takes place, there is little to no disruption in the economy or within the bureaucratic system of China. Now, the word plan means a set of actions that have been thought of as a way to do or achieve something, something that a person or people intends to do, a detailed agreement or a contractual obligation. So, we have this plan, that China has this plan, excuse me, for strategic gold reserves, for strategic copper reserves, for strategic oil reserves, petrol reserves, for strategic silver reserves. So they have a plan. They see something that is going on, that is underway. This does not come in a void. Just day before yesterday, the Chinese appointed envoy to the Syrian crisis came. And remember on one of the shows, I think it was the last one or the one right before that, I told you that China was funding this thing behind closed doors to help Russia and Iran. Well, just yesterday or day before yesterday, the Chinese envoy appointed to the Syrian crisis said it is time for China to step out of the shadows and become directly involved to bring this Syrian conflict to a head. This is what he said. Right after that, America started war games in China's perceived sphere of influence. And she brought about two she knows scriptures, and she knows that all of these nations are now being hooked into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and God is pleading with America and the Western world to let his people go or die and be in disgrace. All of these things that are happening, and you're partying, and you're dancing, and you're thinking about what you're doing this weekend, the football game, the basketball game, the fight, anything but your salvation. This thing is very, very heavy as it comes down. And you're doing it right before the lights go out. Because when China calls America, as they say on the street, America's whole cause, with the dollar, with the gold, with the silver, boom goes the dynamite. And other nations will follow suit because they don't want to be caught with the stacks of worthless paper in their strategic financial reserves. They don't want that. But I want you to pay close attention to this, because if you don't listen closely, you'll miss it. This is about 3 minutes. Pay close attention to this.
Monday, Arthur. And
not so happy Monday.
Yeah, tough market. We had Japan down 3%, Shanghai down 3%. Europe's closed. Germany down 1.8% off of the lows, but still not a great day. And we're marginally down here. We don't seem to be affected as much.
Well, you got to watch out. People forget the circularity of global markets. We had a bit of a flight to safety on Friday, and they had a little bit of that in Europe too. They hadn't had any of that in Japan, and I think half of what happened in Japan, there was a massive move in the yen, but aside from that, half of that was catching up to what we did on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think Europe was weak, but not as weak as Japan. Japan and Shanghai were the standouts. Today, the correlation with crude is back in effect. Crude was weaker earlier. There was some fear that WTI might actually go down below 48. That had us near the lows. It has come back. It basically erased almost all its gains,
yeah.
And that brought stocks back into plus territory. Now oil's rethinking it, so you've got this crazy
relationship. So $50 is a ceiling for oil, and you know, 2100 has been a ceiling for the S&P 500 right now.
Well, oil's going to be an interesting thing. There are some people who believe that the Chinese are very, very close, maybe a month away from topping out their strategic petroleum reserves. So that will mean they won't be taking demand down, and I am hearing reports that the demand that they're using for that reserve is close to 800,000 barrels a day. So if
they're adding 800,000 barrels a day
to the reserve.
How big, do you know how big the reserve is?
The reserve is something like, we're in 30 days of filling it up at that rate. We will see. I will get you the exact number for the next time we do this. But
so, I'm sure that was a rough sketch, but I had to try my best to find it so that you can hear that. The people are saying, now, what does this have to do with the money market? If they're talking about the strategic oil reserve, what are they talking about? Why are they talking about the Chinese oil reserve? Because China is, they say, some people believe that China is 30 days away from filling up their strategic oil reserves. So this would mean that they would have topped off their oil reserves, they would have topped off their gold reserves, they would have topped off their silver reserves, right, and copper reserves. They've been done with copper. They bought so much copper till they have an overflow of copper. This is what made the copper prices plummet. China had bought so much and saturated the market so much on purpose, and made copper prices plummet. Now, if this is the case and they did it with copper, can't they up the price by withholding it? Huh? Can't they do that with gold? Can't they do that with silver? Can't they do that with oil? So this means all of the leverage and all of the instruments that America once dominated are being undercut, right? It also means that China is preparing for something, right? Patience. The Chinese are preparing for what Elijah Muhammad said, for that war in Asia. But that takes place after America hauls tails out of the Middle East. And China just said that they're going to take a more proactive role, a open role, not behind closed doors, in this arena. So this has to do directly with you, because the book says that God would gather all of the nations in the valley of Jehoshaphat. And plead with them to let his people go. You are his people. So all of these things that are working in the Middle East and in Asia and in Europe are for you, for the benefit. As the messenger said, it's so beautiful, I have to say it. He said, God, our God loves you so much that he would kill off nations to give you a home. Isn't that something? God loves you that much because you have been the one that has been deprived of a nation, of a home for four centuries. You have been deprived of everything, and God wants to restore you and restore your rightful heirship to the throne. And so he's using these nations to counteract America. But you partying right before the lights go out. Now, what does this have to do? Now, we just heard about the strategic oil reserve. Now, we're going to go to Mr. Bill Holter. And in this thing he's talking about, he's been questioned. And they're talking, he and the guy from USA Watchdog, they're talking about the shorts in the gold market. They're talking about the things that are going on behind in the gold and currency market. And they're talking about, in this clip, about how nobody's talking about this, but there are some loans, and maybe I'll go into what this means if I have a chance to, loans and shorts in the market. And the loans are no longer accepting dollar payment for gold and silver behind closed doors. And this is what has America up in a roar, because all of the instruments of power, all of her levels of power that she's been able to use to manipulate everything is being challenged and uprooted and overthrown, which means that if she has no power to manipulate the markets anymore, what does that mean? That means that her economic power unravels sooner rather than later. So listen closely to what this man is saying on here. This one here is about 4 minutes, and I surely hope Blog Talk will allow this to play. Listen.
Thank you, Greg.
You wrote a powerful article recently about this delivery and about all this tonnage that people are going to stand for delivery. Can you explain what's going on? We've heard the story before about how COMEX may run out, and they always seem to be able to work this deal where they end up paying or delivering gold. How bad is it over at COMEX? What's going on with the actual physical gold delivery?
Well, let me go back. Over the last 2 years, there have been points in time where there was lots and lots of gold contracts that were just before first notice date were open, and there were some months where the amount standing was quite high. During the month, that would always drop during the delivery month. And the only explanation for that is that the longs were offered cash premiums to walk away and not take delivery. I say that because if you're standing for delivery on first notice day, you have to have funded your account 100% with cash in order to take the delivery. So if you're 100% cash in the account and you went through the trouble of bringing the cash into the account, why would you walk away? You'd only walk away if somebody offered you a 20 or 25% premium or whatever the figure is, a premium, to walk away and not take delivery. Now, recently, last month in May, which is typically a very small delivery month, there was 5.5 tons that stood for delivery on first notice day, and that was probably the biggest May, at least in the last 10 or 15 years since I've been following it. And that number grew through the month. It grew to 6.8 tons of gold are standing for delivery. So not only did you not get the bleed down, but you had a growth in the amount that was standing for delivery. Another thing that has changed is that in the past, up until this delivery month of June, whenever there were contracts standing and you would see them bleed down, and as I mentioned, I think that was cash premiums being offered, the services, the contracts being served didn't get served until very late in the month, with say one, two, three, or four days remaining. Those would be the holdouts that would not accept cash and demanded delivery, so they were finally served. And that doesn't make sense. If you're going to serve gold You want to serve it on the first day, the second day, the third day. You don't want to hold on to it because you're paying storage costs for the month. So you want to serve it as soon as possible and get it out of your hands. Here we are in the month of June. The first notice day showed 49 tons standing. That's about 1.5 million ounces versus 51 tons that COMEX actually says they have in the registered category. The first or the second day that dropped, the amount standing dropped to 44 or 45 tons, and it's already grown back to 49.5 tons. So there's more standing now than there was on first notice day, and the amount standing right now is higher than any amount standing over the last 15 years. So something has definitely changed, and I can tell you one thing that has changed is who these longs are. These longs want real metal.
So we see that the longs, and he's going to refer to this more in these clips about who the longs are. The longs, he said, are the Asian nations, especially China. This is what he says as he's talking in more of the clips. Remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. It's the Asiatic nations who are the one laying America low. Remember that? I hope you do. What we're going for, you see, Muhammad says, you notice that America's money just continues to fall. Look at what it is. It has no value, and nations are dropping it left and right because it's not doing anything but bringing their countries inflation. Once they ran toward the dollar, now they're running from the dollar. Muhammad says, you notice that nations are continuing to unite on the outside of America? In a book there in the Bible, it says that they said, come, let us go up against her, noonday. Let us go and take her while she's asleep. This is referring to America. Listen to what he says. It's the Asiatic nations who are the ones taking her. They're about ready to strike, and the country knows this to be true. Now, America knows this. Those insiders, they know this. It is you who are blind, deaf, and dumb to the reality of the time and the knowledge of self. And you're partying like fools right before the lights go out. And the white man is constantly telling you, we see events happening that we've never seen before. What we see coming now is hard to put into words. It's biblical. It's catastrophic. This will be a game changer, an entire global reset. And you're just smiling. I wonder where I'm going to eat tonight. I wonder what I'm going to do tonight. I wonder if that girl going to charge me $65 or $100 to do my hair tonight. All the while, the world that you have known is being destroyed, and you can't see it. You're like Samson was. You were blind to the knowledge or the reality of what took place or what was taking place right before you. But Muhammad gives it to us. He says, with millions of us here in America, and with millions out of America, we are trying to tell you that you're going to have to move. The people on the outside are pushing in, and they're not using these kinds of weapons. He's talking about his speech, his talk. They're not coming in talking. They want to come in shooting. I want to teach you how to get out of the way. Okay? So, how do you get out of the way? You follow close to the messenger of God. You understand the time, and you understand what must take place, and you exclude yourself from these events. You know why black people are being killed in these mass false flag shootings and stuff? You know why black people are being shot down? Because they are not heeding the warning, Muhammad, often. I said this on a few shows ago, for us to stab these crowds of white people, these gatherings of white people. For trying to integrate into them, we put our lives and our family lives in danger because Muhammad says that these things would be taking place at the end of America, the mass shooting, the bombing, the destruction of lives. He said these things was happening, and now look what is happening. They have sped up because God is after America to bring her low, and all of these things are tied in, yet you act like you don't understand it. But we're going to go to something, and I want you to hear Mr. Bill Holder, and he's going to bring up who the longs are and what they're doing. And he's telling you that China, behind closed doors, in Asia behind closed doors. They're bleeding America. They're bleeding the West of gold and silver because things are getting ready to change economically. And if you are not prepared, if you don't understand, this will be a nail in your coffin because you didn't take the time to take heed, to make preparation for the coming desolations that are to be poured upon white America and the Western world. Listen, Mr. Holton, this is about 49 seconds, I believe. I hope they let me play it. Blog Talk is at it again, black man, black woman. I'm sorry. But this clip here, Mr. Holton was talking about China and Asia behind closed doors and how they are buying up everything, all the gold and silver, and how they're doing this and they're not accepting cash. They don't want the dollar. And America is in a fever pitch of trying to stop this massive hemorrhaging that is taking place in the Western financial system because she knows when she can't deliver gold or silver anymore, they're going to call a hokoid. And boom goes the dynamite, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the euro, the collapse of the Western monetary market, the collapse of the Bretton Woods Agreement, the collapse of the financial and political might of America and Europe. Europe will become untenable, ungovernable, because she's going to receive that which she put on all of Africa and Asia and South and Central America and the Caribs. She's going to receive that. America's going to receive that, plus some more, times some more, with some more. And it's going to happen, and it is underway right now. Well, let us see if they're going to, let us play another clip. In this clip, if they'll allow this to play, maybe they won't. Mr. Holter talks about America and the Western world and the financial system being hit with the 1-2-3 knockout punch. So I hope that Blog Talk will allow this one to play. All right, here we go.
And how close... what does this mean for COMEX? I mean, is this going to be the crescendo moment where COMEX says force majeure? I mean, you had a long running battle with some people over that COMEX can never, you know, default. Right. And I'm in your corner and Jim's corner that your first time you pay, that's going to happen one time. And we don't have any gold, we're going to pay you some cash. And you better have a lot of cash on hand if you're talking 40 tons. Am I wrong?
It's 50 tons.
Well, 50 tons, yes. I mean, that's only going to happen one time that you can pay with cash. Then you're going to have a market, right?
Well, if you don't deliver the gold and you tell longs that are expecting gold, here, take the cash, you're right, then it's over. This is like a 1-2-3 punch. I mentioned May gold, you got June gold. Now, July, which is historically a very, very small delivery month, there's actually... 305,000 ounces that are still open for the July month. That's huge for July. That's like 9 tons of gold. And then if you go to August, there's 38 million ounces. So you're talking about, what, 11 or 12, what would that be, 110, 120 tons. I mean, you're talking a big amount. And then you've got July silver mixed in the middle, where they've got 95,000 contracts open, which represents about 475 million ounces. The world only produces 800 million ounces.
That's half the year's mining production, at least.
Yeah, it is. And at the same time, the amount of registered silver is at virtually an all-time low of 22.5 million ounces.
So what do you think the prognosis is? What do you think all this technical, you know, deliveries and technical charts and jargon, what does it mean to the common person about what's coming? What is it signaling?
Well, as I said, it was just a matter of time. And what this is saying is it's definitely closer. And if you get some type of outside event over the next 2 or 3 months where there's a scramble into gold and silver, they're not going to be able to deliver. And, you know, the troll community says, oh, well, they'll just move it from the eligible category. They can't do that. Eligible gold is customer gold. If it just miraculously gets moved from eligible gold into the registered category, that's actually called stealing.
That was supposed to happen at MF Global. That we know that people's actual segregated accounts got used by the lovely folks at MF Global when they were putting up collateral and hypothecating all that other stuff. I mean, do you think that scenario could happen again? They'll do anything by hook or crook to stay afloat. They'll pull an MF Global and just steal people's gold.
I would say it's possible. Anything to keep the game going.
Do you think that's close, like now and the end of the year, or do you think this could happen at any time? When would be the time that we should be looking for this crescendo moment?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that the registered inventories are not sufficient to deliver out to the amount of contracts that are open and outstanding. If you go back to March, April, and May, we still don't really have evidence that those contracts were actually settled. Harvey Organ has followed that, and his calculation is there's 66 tons total if you include the June contract versus 51 tons that is registered and available to deliver. So if it's true that the March, April, and May contracts have not been delivered against, that's another 15, 17 tons that didn't get delivered, and there's only a total of 51 tons to deliver on 66. So to answer your question, do I think it's here and now? I can't tell you whether it's here and now, whether it blows up this month, next month, the following month. As I mentioned, if we have an exogenous or outside event that causes a scramble into gold, then COMEX, yeah, they're toast. Can they string this along into the fall, into early next year or next year? I suppose it's possible, but it looks like the longs are now different longs. They want real metal. They will not accept paper and turn around and go away and not stand for delivery. They're real longs. They want real metal.
Is it just because they're just afraid of all these dreadful warnings, all these different people, Bill Gross, Gunlodge, Gartman thinks we're on the edge of World War III. I know you and Jim aren't real big fans of him. But is it because of all these warnings? What's spooking everybody?
Well, it could be that, or as I mentioned, it very well could be that the long is an Asian long, and they just want real metal.
About ready to strike, and the country knows this to be true, right? America knows this to be true. Didn't Elijah Muhammad say that? See, you don't just confront that man militarily; you have to weaken him. And so this is what the Asian nations have—they have directed all of their guns, as Muhammad said, on America, and they're about ready to lay her low. You attack her at her most prominent point. Her most powerful levels, you remove them or weaken them so that when the attack occurs, you can go on a massive attack. You don't just tap her and run. You hit her where she hurts it. Hit her everywhere and make her think, make her defend every point. This is what's going on. Muhammad says, and the Bible warns, and I'm going back from Theology of Time, Fall of America, Our City Has Arrived, Message to the Black Man. So you just follow along with me, brothers and sisters. And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. What Mr. Holster say, we don't know, it could be next week, next month, a couple months, we just don't know. But we're at this point. We know that it's fulfilling this, a certain explosive point underway. And Mr. is escaping me at this moment. But listen, he says we're at a crescendo moment. This is what he said. I listen closely to what they're saying. And according to the definition of crescendo, it means a gradual increase in the loudness of a sound or section of music. That means the fat lady is starting to sing, Black Man and Black Woman. The highest or loudest point of something that increases gradually. Isn't that something? So we're at the point where the fat lady is singing in all of the financial markets. Because the loans, or as they say, the Asiatic nations won't accept the dollar. They're saying, give me gold and silver, or boom goes the dynamite. It is the Asiatic nations who are the one laying her low. Isn't that right? Did Elijah Muhammad tell you the truth? Come on, smile. You know it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because you're being vindicated with everything that you see. All of your suffering, all of the mockery that they made of you. Now you can sit back and smile and say, we told you, that little man that you had lied on, talking about all these women and wives and children, that little man that you lied on, talking about he was jealous of a student who didn't even learn much. That little man that they lied on, God is now vindicated. But the book tells you that in Revelation, that that beast or that dragon spewed out a flood like water. This flood of water that was sent out to drown the pregnant woman who was trying to escape the beast's wrath was false propaganda. And Muhammad, and the Bible teaches us that the earth swallowed up that flood, right? We're seeing world events swallow up all of the lies and the propaganda, and time and circumstances are now vindicating the Lamb of God. You better pay attention. You better be prepared. And you better get ready, because it's going to be ugly when the lights go out. Let's go a little further. I want you to pay close attention. I'm trying to let you hear what this devil's saying. Brother, my son, God, time is going again. Give me about 15 minutes after the original time, 10 or 15 minutes, because I'm going to play all of these clips. If Blog Talk Radio does not block any more clips, I want to play these clips for you so that you can understand the time. And remember that these so-called longs, but he put it out there, he said the longs, right? He said they're no longer short. They're long. They say they don't want the dollar. Give me gold and silver, or else we're going to pull the card. We're going to pull the plug, and you're going to go, right? So listen, with that said, let's flip over to page 226. I've read this to you before, and then you'll get a better understanding of what this means. But remember, this comes out of chapter 55, which means, can America exist? This is the chapter. Can America exist? And so on page 226, 227, Muhammad writes, yet she has been blessed with her great harvest of food, which is enough to feed the nations of the earth. With her great advancement in the heights of mechanical knowledge, and with her great wealth in silver and gold. See, what is Elijah Muhammad? What do you mean, silver and gold? How that got to do, what that got to do with my salvation? Muhammad says, with her great wealth in silver and gold, that enabled her once upon a time to command the value of silver and gold of the world. He's talking about the money market. He's talking about the stock exchange. He's talking about the silver and gold market and money reserves and stuff like that. He's telling you this, that America used these as levers of power to you want to, but the facts are there, and you cannot dispute it. Which of my commandments do you deny? Listen to this. Good, black man and black man. This is about a minute and a half. I got one, two, three, four more clips, okay? Give me that time, which I know we only have 4 minutes, but you're going to give me a little more time. So pay close attention.
And then...
Well, blog talk, blog that one, okay? Anyway, well, you don't have to worry about that one. That's all off the board. But let me explain what that clip was about. In this discussion, Mr. Holter tells Greg Hunter, that's his name, Greg Hunter, that things have changed. America and the West can't get away with what they have been doing because things have changed. Remember Elijah Muhammad says, but as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the act of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity. So now we're seeing that China and Asia are pulling America's whole cords. They're exposing the great harlot for who she is. She has been exposed, and now she's to sit down in the dust, for there's no throne for thee anymore. Isn't that what the Bible tells you? You set up on this throne of gold and silver, and you commanded the money market. Now China and Asia has bought the gold and the silver from under you, and you have no throne anymore. So you must now sit in the dust of despair and of desolation that are now being poured upon your nation and your allied nation. And this is enough to make some of them tuck, tail, and run. And this is what we're seeing. This is underway. This is nothing out of the realm of prophecy. This is what we see. But if you don't think that they're desperate, if you don't think that they don't see what's coming, I want you to pay close attention to this one. So we see Blog Talk is making a concerted effort of now blocking the clips. But this clip, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but you see this is live. You see what I have to go through to get you this truth. Anyway, this clip here, Mr. Greg Hunter was asking Mr. Bill Holter about the time frame. And Bill Holter, he was saying that, well, there are possibilities that it can go into next year. He said, but I don't see no way out of this year without a major disruption or a crash in some kind of market. Because all of the stuff is there. And they cannot continue to manipulate because they don't have the gold to do it. They don't have the silver to do it. And all that is the basis of American domination. And God has removed that. Remember the Bible, the fifth book of James, talking about that their gold and silver shall be a witness against them? Now, they have none. But there was a time when they dominated everything. And the gold that they lost is witnessing the fall of America. Isn't that something? And our God also. But a big crash is coming, and we know it. Let me try to see if they're going to let me play this one right here.
That's your question. No, I don't see how we get to next year with the can being kicked down the road.
All right, here we go. A part of that is on this clip, too. Let me play that one over again, okay? Want you to listen. He said he just doesn't see how they can kick the can down the road anymore. But I want you to pay close attention. This is 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And after this one, I have an 8-minute clip that you got. I would wish that you allow me to play for you. And this 8-minute clip is with Mr. Gregory Mannarino and him talking about the economic situation that is upon us, okay? So just give me a little time, please. Hang on and Blog Talk, please, for those that you are allowed to get back on the air. Please do not disrupt this thing because Allah rewards you for good, even though by nature you are evil. So do a little good so that God may have a little mercy on you. If not, you can't stop this, no matter what you do. Well, listen to this closely. A big crash is coming.
That's your question. No, I don't see how we get to next year with the can being kicked down the road.
If we're going to reach a point like to that woman who says there's plenty of gold and silver right now at the coin level, at the individual level, do you think we will reach a point where they'll just either stop selling or run out of metal? If it's that tight in the bar market and the COMEX and the big players, how long does it take for the small markets, the coin market, the individual who wants 50 ounces or 100 ounces or 200 ounces of gold or silver or whatever? How fast does that turn sour and terrible? Yeah, we can't sell you gold. We won't sell you gold.
It takes from the time you go to bed at night to the time you wake up in the morning. You get some type of event, and all of a sudden gold goes up $100 or $200 and silver's up $4 or $5. The shelves will be cleaned out if they stay for sale, but you'll find a lot of small local dealers will just close their doors and say, I'm not selling.
In other words, they will play the market with their inventory.
Right. Exactly.
And you think that's that you've said this before, and I think you're right about this. You've said, you know, it's going to start, it's going to be overnight. It's going to be one Sunday night, which would be Monday morning in China. And we haven't even talked about China. China's a mess, is it not? I mean, China's a mess, and that's, you think it'll come from the east and work its way around the world to the west?
I tend to believe that that's what's going to happen, is that something will happen in Asia, in Europe. It won't start in the U.S., but it'll finish in the U.S.
And all these people warning, I mean, Bill Gross, all these people, all these money men, Gunlatch, Gartman, all these, Carl Icahn on the phone at CNBC. Soros. What are they? I mean, these are all people that end up. You're not on CNBC, and the reason why you're not is because you're not a liar. You're not on CNBC, but these people are on CNBC saying this on CNBC. It's almost like you tune in at the right moment on CNBC, and you think, am I watching alternative media here? These people are warning of a big calamity, explosion. Bill Gross talking about explosion or supernova. Carl Icahn, zero interest rates, this could blow up, this is going to explode, have it too long. Why do you think all these guys are saying this at the same time?
Because it's gotten so obvious. And I would like to say I'm glad they finally, that the quality, the caliber of these names, I mean, Druckenmiller, Sam Zell, go on down the list. These guys are extremely brilliant people. I'm glad they finally came around to it and figured it out.
Or maybe they figured it out all along, and now it's so obvious that they just got to say something so they don't look ridiculous when it blows up.
They're getting on the record is what they're doing.
And you think that's signaling that, again, this is another signpost that things are close. These guys are lining up on the record to say this is going to blow.
Right. You would not have the caliber of names all lining up at one time, all within, call it 60 to 90 days. They would not all be lining up to get on the record unless it was going to happen pretty soon, in my opinion.
The calamity. What is the calamity? And what will make thee know how terrible is the calamity? In the English language, according to Webster's Dictionary, the word calamity means a state of deep distress or misery caused by major misfortune or loss, or a great event marked by great loss and lasting distress and affliction. Such calamity is now prevailing in America. It is getting worse daily. The third verse of this chapter in the Holy Quran, 101:3, asks a question. And what will make thee know how terrible is the calamity? The answer is given in verse 4. The day wherein men will be as scattered moths. We do not have to ask anyone whether or not this warning of the Holy Quran is now being fulfilled. We see the fulfillment of this prophecy with our eyes and hear with our ears these great calamities that are now striking America. This is out of the fall of America. So Mr. Holter says the great calamity is underway. Muhammad said it in the 70s, in the 60s, and now you're being made to see the words of Elijah Muhammad coming to fruition. He says a thing. It's not void. God's word is not void. When God gives his inspiration and his spirit to a representative, the words are not void. They must be fulfilled at all costs, or else you can deem God to be a liar. And you will never be able to deem God to be that. As my mom always said, that God can do everything but two things, that lie and fail. And this God, the most powerful God in creation, Master Farad Muhammad, will not fail. He will not falter. He is bringing the words of Elijah Muhammad right before your face and sitting them in your lap, and they're smacking you right in your face. So how are you going to deny the truth? If it's that clear, how are you going to deny it? You can't. can't do it. You must understand that this thing that is underway is to break the power of the white man. It is to bring Yaqub's world to its knees. For as one world falls, another world rises. And we'll take on a renewal. Oh, black man again, black woman again. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You give me about 8 or 9 more minutes of your time. I haven't used that much of the time that I asked for you, but now I'm going to use it because I'm going to play this clip here, and then we'll analyze it for a couple minutes, then we'll call the show, okay? And I also want you to know that next week, on the off days of the Star and Crescent Report, come and listen to a few of the replays that we'll be having all during the week, okay? Because I'm doing this leading up to something, to a major show that we'll do to let you know the time, okay? All of these things are in concert with each other. But pay attention to Mr. Gregory Mannarino as he tells you about the situation that the Fed and the U.S. and the Western world is in.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. How are you today? It is Fed Day, Wednesday, June 15, 2016. Let's just start off with this. The Federal Reserve is paralyzed, absolutely paralyzed, and cannot act in any way, shape, or form. Are you ready? Ever. With regard to raising the federal funds rate, it's over. It's not going to happen, and that was the message from Janet Yellen today, in my opinion. So what happened, people, is pretty straightforward, pretty simple. I don't think it's a surprise to any of you that follow this blog. I have said the Federal Reserve did not raise rates this month. They have not done that. The Federal Reserve is going to maintain emergency monetary policy as far as the eye can see. Let me put another perspective on this for you. The Federal Reserve today made it absolutely clear that they are irrelevant. As a matter of fact, the mainstream is now referring to the Federal Reserve as irrelevant. Irrelevant. That's significant, people, because, again, the system functions on confidence. Now, if you had the displeasure of seeing Janet Yellen today during her speech, she was confused. She was fearful. Every single time one of the reporters came out to ask her a question, you can see the anxiety in her face. Look, the Federal Reserve understands where they're at. The Federal Reserve knows that they are now irrelevant. This is mainstream talk, not Greg Mannarino talk here. I will say that the Fed is well aware of the situation, which is dire. The Federal Reserve is choosing to ignore the fact that we're seeing a phenomenon never witnessed before, and that is this global move towards debt shift, forcing negative yields on top of what U.S. central banks are doing to suppress them here in the United States. We know what's going on with the Federal Reserve, and it will never stop. We are well beyond the critical mass point here. Understand, and the Federal Reserve is well aware of this. Janet Yellen also made it clear there are major economic uncertainties here in the United States. And their projections that they've been talking about for the longest time, they're all dog shit, to be frank. None of it is working out the way they want. Fear is going to overtake the global markets. Let's look at how the market reacted today. Market was up around 40 or 50 points for most of the day. All of a sudden, Janet Yellen says they're not going to change their monetary policy. They're going to maintain their emergency policy. The knee-jerk reaction was higher. Dow went up about 85 points positive. Finished in the negative today, only about 30 points. But again, that's significant. Think about it. The Federal Reserve is saying, hey, you know what? We're going to continue our emergency monetary policy. She calls it accommodative. But it's emergency. This is what she has said many, many times. Market's not liking it. I have said many times on many interviews with Greg Hunter recently, this will turn to poison at one particular time, and I think it's starting to do that. The market is going to continue to react negatively moving forward. I would not be surprised at all to see this market, the Dow, peel off 1,000 points in the next 2 weeks or so. Let's see how that plays out as well. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve's next move. Number one, the Federal Reserve will never raise rates. Never. Not this year, even though they said they might do it once this year. Not next year. Not ever. This is the new norm. They're going to continue this environment until the bitter end. We can expect gold and silver to make extremely positive moves moving towards the end of the year. We can expect to see bond yields globally continue to be compressed. We are going to see the model that is being used by the European Central Bank that is buying corporate debt here in the United States. The Federal Reserve is going to be forced to do this. It's another form of easing, another form of trying to prop up. It won't matter here. There's an absolute disconnect between what's occurring in several aspects of this market. The VIX, the fear gauge, continues to be high. Meanwhile, the market is not reacting as of yet. I think this is a lag effect here. Let's see how this Brexit plays out. I think that's going to be a sell the news too. Either freaking way it plays out. Whether they stay in, it's going to be a sell the news. If they leave, it's also going to be a negative for this market. Sell the news. That's how I see it moving forward here. I'm currently short this market here. Go to my site, traderschoice.net. Check out the money page. You can see my position that I'm at right now. I do not see not one positive for this market right now, not even one. Again, even though the Federal Reserve is saying that's it, we're going to continue to maintain emergency policy, we're going to keep interest rates low, the market doesn't like it. We all knew that this would happen at one point. There was going to be a point where the Federal Reserve, their stimulus, world central banks, whatever they're doing, was not going to work. The patient is on life support. Look, the 2008 event, people, you've heard me say this a million times. That was it. That was the party over moment. We are in a terminal side effect. They continue to pump the patient, which is the global economy, more full of drugs, more and more and more at greater doses. At one particular point here, this becomes toxic and the body dies anyway. That's what's going to happen here. It's the same analogy. The Federal Reserve has poisoned the market in collusion with our policymakers, the White House, other world central banks, colluding with their respective governments. They have inflated a debt bubble, which is the greatest threat to humankind, bar none, period. I cannot stress that enough here. So basically the takeaway is this. The mainstream is now calling the Federal Reserve irrelevant. That is going to have consequences. The system is built on confidence, just like I went over in a video that I did yesterday and many, many times. Confidence is being lost. Credibility, gone. World central banks are finished, in my opinion, and I think a lot of the mainstream opinion. They're starting to have to tell the truth. Look, we all understand the mainstream has an agenda. They absolutely do. They need to be cheerleaders for this market. They need to hype it up, hype it up, hype it up. So although they get it, they cannot tell the truth. They're going to have to do this. If any of them want to maintain credibility moving forward, anyone's going to listen to what they have to say, they're going to have to start getting with the program. People, if you've been with me for all these years, you are seeing things that I have been speaking about for a long time start to become realized. No doubt, this is where we are going, so we need to understand what we need to do. It always goes back to my two premises that I have been talking about for years and years. Bet against this debt, people. Become your own central bank. There is no doubt in my mind gold and silver are going to skyrocket into the end of the year because world central banks can never stop what they're doing. The Federal Reserve cannot stop what it's doing. There is never, never going to be a rate hike. The Federal Reserve is paralyzed right now. And Janet Yellen, you can see the fear in her face, the confusion of what she was saying, the rambling on, the talking out of both sides of her mouth, period, the end. This is it, people. No doubt in my mind. And the Federal Reserve knows it. Let's see how the markets react over the next few weeks. Again, despite the Federal Reserve stating they will maintain the status quo, that is their emergency monetary policy, the market didn't like it today. It's not going to like it moving forward either. There are many, in fact, there are no positives right now in this market. We have stocks that are massively overvalued being suspended by a debt bubble, period, that has been inflated by world central banks who have lost control, admitted by Janet Yellen today. They cannot raise rates. They will never raise rates ever again. There's going to be another scheme, and I one more time, they're going to start to probably buy corporate debt. I think that's coming next year. With that said, I'll see you soon.
So, there's some key words that we have to address up in there, but he's telling you that this is it for them. And Brother Rashid sent me a little message on there, and he's definitely right. He and I and Brother Jerry, we often talk about these things, about how Allah he didn't allow himself or permit himself to bother the white man's world, to interfere in Yaqub's rule. But next year, fully, he will be able to. As I said, and as we talked about, the messenger said, the book of Daniel gives you the best insight of this. And so in the book of Daniel, they say that we may come in the 62nd week or we may come in the 67th week. Next year, it's the 62nd week. The message says in this book, when it refers to weeks, it is actually referring to years. So what we're looking at is that everything is, as they said, leading up to this crescendo moment. Isn't it ironic that everything that Elijah Muhammad says is adding up mathematically, yet you still don't want to join on with him? You still don't want to give him ear? You still don't want to pay attention to what he's saying? But you'll listen to students? You'll listen to people who stole from him, borrowed from him, lied on him? But you don't want to hear the man when the truth is being made known and manifested right in your ears and in your eyes and right before your face? You want to party right before the lights go out. But this thing will be brutal, I'm telling you. Don't you hear these white scholars and prognosticators are telling you what they expect to come to their own world? They're telling you that their world is done. There's no way out. They're telling you this. Mr. Manorino says, the situation is dire. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word dire means very bad, causing great fear or worry. Warning of what? Disaster. Showing a very bad future. Requiring immediate action. That's what the word dire means. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm reading it to you out of the dictionary. He also says that we have gone past the moment of critical mass. According to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word critical mass means the words put together. Means an amount of material, such as plutonium or such, that is large enough to allow a nuclear reaction to occur. Isn't that something? So we're looking at we're at a moment where a economic nuclear reaction is occurring, and it will have devastating consequences on the world. Isn't that something? He says the Fed has been paralyzed by fear. They cannot do anything. The World Central Bank has lost control. Why have they lost control in 2016? Huh? Because Elijah Muhammad said that they would. He gives you times. He gives you dates to look at the world spiral out of control. And now we're looking at them admitting that they have been caught in the snare that was laid for them long before they ever became a nation. And we can do a comparative analysis and see whether or not Elijah Muhammad told you the truth. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying let's get away from all that what we think we know, all that what we believe, and let's lay the cards on the table. Let's put all of the facts on the scale, and let's weigh them. This is the only way to get to the heart of the matter. And this is why I tell you, I don't care who you are, what religious persuasion you may be, you can never defeat these teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And if you believe you can, 347-989-0855, let's shake, rattle, and roll. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Mr. Manorino says, paralyzed. The Federal Reserve and the Central Bank have been paralyzed. And you can see the fear in their eyes. Isn't it ironic we did a show a few days ago called The Fear in His Eyes? Isn't that ironic? And we were talking about just that subject. See, we're a little bit ahead of everything. But the word paralyzed or paralyzed means to make a person or animal unable to move or feel all a part of the body. To make someone or something unable to function or move. So the system is unable to move or function right because it has been overloaded with corruption and debt and delusion. The confusion that God on in real time. You're seeing prophecy unfold in real time. You're seeing the vindication of Allah, his messenger, and the followers of the messenger, and all of the righteous servants who had come before him in real time. And you're looking at it right before the lights go out. One more definition I want to get to you, which is the most important definition. Because he said something. He said that everything, the system and everything is terminal. That's what he said. Terminal. T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L. Terminal. And according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the definition for the word terminal is causing death eventually, leading finally to death, having an illness that cannot be cured and that will soon lead to death, or relating to the patient who have a terminal illness. Isn't that something? All of the definitions here says that it is leading to the eventuality of death. So according to Manarino's own words, that America is going to soon what? Die. Her system is soon going to do what? Die. The Western world is soon going to do what? Die. Yaqub's world and financial order is going to do what? Die. Why? Because it is terminal. And it eventually leads to death. You understand? You can't get around it. Brothers and sisters, listen. From Sunday to Sunday, we're going to have shows live and pre-recorded. So please, next week, start out listening to all this because we're going to build up to something, okay? But I want you to understand that if the system is dying, what are you doing to prepare yourself for the oncoming destructions and desolations that are being poured upon the white world under the reign of Yaqub? What are you doing? You better think this thing out because you don't have much time. We are coming to the day. We are at the day of decision. You better make the right one because I know that if you don't, you're going to say, oh, woe is me. With that, I had taken the way with the apostle after right guidance had come to me. Well, I'm going to make my way with the apostle. I'm going to make my way with the God that the apostle represents. I'm going to make my way with the truth. So even though I'm in the midst of the desolations won't harm me because I will be in the bosom of my Lord. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and redemption of 68 million of our own kind first in America and then the billions around the world, always remember that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you, but the love that I have pales in comparison to the love that my God, Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. I love you, but they'll always love you best. On that note, we go out the same we came, same way we came in their name. Brothers and sisters, be strong, be true, be faithful. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roads we take. Walk this road with.
We know our customers' time is important. That's why we're working hard to improve our customer service. Now, with the Xfinity My Account app, you can schedule a time for us to call you whenever it works best. No holding, no waiting. It's all part of our Xfinity customer commitment. We're doing everything we can to give you the best experience possible because we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for restrictions and complete details.